This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thank you for joining me every week. Thank you for downloading our podcasts here at Intelligent Medicine. We're very gratified that we're getting more and more listeners, and you're telling your friends about us too. Thank you. These podcasts come free, so enjoy them. Also, does our weekly newsletter. If you'd like to sign up for our weekly newsletter called Intelligent Medicine, go to drhoffman.com and sign up. You'll actually be prompted to sign up when you first get onto the website. So it's pretty easy. You can unsubscribe at any time. We do not sell your contact information or share it in any way. You simply receive our newsletter from us. Thank you for those who are emailing me your questions, comments, topics of interest, thoughts. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I have an email from Pamela. Hi, Layla. I am most interested in the effects of loneliness on one's health. I fell asleep while listening to Dr. Hoffman on Saturday and missed some of his segment on this about loneliness and health. Pamela, first of all, you could go to drhoffman.com and you could listen to, he actually downloads the radio show onto the website at drhoffman.com. So when you go to drhoffman.com, click on the pull-down menu, listen, and you can download the radio shows, and it will tell you how to download them if you want to get it from some other source. So you could listen whenever you want to listen and not be ball and chained to, you know, a radio station schedule. You can catch it all there. So please do visit drhoffman.com and download the radio program so you don't miss any more. But Pam, I want to tell you, I've been thinking about the whole, the impact of loneliness on one's health, and our friends at thetruthaboutcancer.com recently posted some very, very interesting information. And I want to share that with you. You know, we as healthcare practitioners in integrative health, in functional medicine, functional nutrition, yes, we look at your markers of inflammation. We look at your nutrient deficits. Maybe you have some vitamin or mineral deficiencies. We look at your general health. We look at improving all of those things. But a very important aspect in determining our lifespans and the good health that we may enjoy is social support. Think about the blue zones. You've heard about the blue zones like Okinawa, Japan, Ikaria, off the coast of Greece. These populations not only are eating good, wholesome food, many out of their own backyards because so many are gardeners, they have less stress, and part of that less stress may have to do with social support. Remember, 90% of stress is how we perceive it. When we don't have enough social support, it could be more and more difficult to deal with our stress. So let's talk about loneliness. Did you know that loneliness can literally break our heart and make us sick? According to recent research, this most uncomfortable emotion is associated with heart disease as well as high blood pressure. And those two conditions seem to be just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the correlation between feeling lonely and disease. Studies also reveal the link between social isolation and cancer. Study says feeling lonely affects us on a biological level. How true. A meta-analysis of 70 studies done by Brigham Young University recently found that feelings of loneliness can increase a person's chance of dying by 26%. This is even more than depression and anxiety, which is associated with a 21% increase in mortality. A groundbreaking joint study conducted in part by research teams from the University of Chicago and the University of California, Los Angeles, may have discovered what makes this emotion so harmful on a biological level. The level of toxicity from loneliness is stunning. Consider that, listeners. Toxicity from loneliness is stunning, said University of Chicago psychologist and expert on loneliness, John Cacioppo. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name properly, in an interview about the subject. The harm, according to the report published in the November 2015 Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, can be seen at the cellular level. Cacioppo and others found that loneliness can lead to long-term fight-or-flight stress signaling, which affects immune system functioning, in particular, the production of white blood cells. If we're being mugged by our hormones all day long being secreted by our adrenal glands, fight-or-flight hormones, epinephrine, cortisol, these are the fight-or-flight hormones. These are stress hormones. And if we have this going on all day long, it does adversely impact the immune system. It also ages us. It causes thinning of the skin and demineralization of our bones. So, loneliness can lead to long-term fight-or-flight stress signaling, which affects immune functioning, in particular, the production of white blood cells. The 2015 study did a deeper dive into previous research conducted by the same team. In those previous studies, they found that feelings of loneliness can be linked to a phenomenon called conserved transcriptional response to adversity. Conserved transcriptional response to adversity, CTRA, CTRA. This is where there is an increase in gene expression for inflammation, while at the same time there is a decrease in expression of genes responsible for protection against viruses. This is fascinating. The 2015 study looked at leukocytes, or white blood cells, which help the body fight pathogens. They found that white blood cells of lonely humans and animals showed signs of CTRA. In animal studies, the researchers also found higher than normal levels of norepinephrine, a neurotransmitter commonly connected to fight or flight response. They also discovered that the CTRA process and lonely states seem to have a reciprocal relationship. In other words, CTRA can propagate states of loneliness and vice versa. Becomes a vicious circle. That's very, very interesting. The relationship between chemical and biological functions and loneliness, according to the researchers, was independent of other factors such as depression, generalized stress, and whether or not a person has social support. So, this is coming to This is coming from our friends from the Truth About Cancer. So their question is, what does this mean for those wanting to heal or prevent cancer? Simply put, people who feel lonely have less immunity and more inflammation than people who aren't. These conditions are directly related to what happens when the body is in a chronic stress state, and these same conditions have been linked to the upregulation of genes that can contribute to cancer. According to a previous study conducted by UCLA genetic researcher Stephen Cole, and I'm quoting him, he says, beta adrenergic signaling from the sympathetic nervous system has been found to upregulate a diverse array of genes that contribute to tumor progression and metastasis, whereas glucocorticoid-regulated genes can inhibit DNA repair and promote cancer cell survival and resistance to chemotherapy. So on two different fronts, from the sympathetic nervous system and genes being upregulated that inhibit DNA repair, promoting cancer survival and resistance to chemotherapy. This is fascinating. So loneliness creates disease, while feelings of being supported and cared for can help to shed the stress response and lead to vibrant health. Cancer prevention and healing must be nurtured on all levels, not just nutrition, not just medicine, on all levels. And that includes at the level of our feelings. You know, a lot of our questionnaires, our intake when we see new patients, we also include social support, social life, family and friends. To what level are they feeling socially supported or not? This is all very important information on how well that patient will fare or not. So, here's an interesting study. The Rosito effect. Can a sense of community actually heal disease? Interestingly, through the years, other research has pointed to the fact that the opposite may also be true. Feelings of social inclusion and support may actually lead to disease resistance. The Rosito effect was coined after a groundbreaking 50-year study of residents in Rosito, Pennsylvania, by Dr. Stuart Wolf, then head of medicine at the University of Oklahoma, and his team. Several studies were conducted in this enclave of mostly Italian immigrants over the course of 5 decades. Good long-term study, right? Comparative studies were also conducted in nearby towns of Bangor and Nazareth. In the 1960s, heart disease was on the rise in the United States overall, while the incidence of heart disease and other diseases was practically non-existent in Rosito. Dr. Wolf and others were dumbfounded as to why this was, since Rosito residents were, for the most part, sedentary and overweight. They smoked stogies and drank red wine with abandon. Most of the men worked in the local slate quarries, where they were exposed to harsh environmental toxins. Eating habits did not play a part in their seeming good health. Genetics didn't either. Relatives of Rosito residents who lived in nearby towns experienced the same rate of heart disease as the rest of the country. Dr. Wolf also observed, however, that the first generation of Rosito residents existed in a tight knit community where traditions were upheld. No one owned a TV, and celebrations and group dinners were a nightly occurrence. As a side trip here, that is also true in the communities in Okinawa, Japan, and definitely in Ikaria off the coast of Greece. They had regular celebrations. Dinners were always within a group. There were always people visiting each other's homes on a nightly basis. This was a nightly occurrence, and apparently so it was in Rosito, Pennsylvania, with these first-generation Italian-Americans. No one owned a TV. Think about now with our electronic devices, our tablets, and our smartphones. Anyway, so Dr. Wolf and his team eventually concluded that a low-stress lifestyle and close social ties directly contributed to the disease-free state of that first generation of Rosito residents. By the 1970s, however, the second generation of Rosito residents began to conform to the national average for heart disease, as they also conformed to the more American lifestyle of TV watching, social isolation, and higher stress levels at work and at home. Think about that for a minute. You know, I think about our American lifestyle, where independence, making it on your own, is prized. Staying at home until you're married and then moving out is kind of frowned upon, or the feeling you're kind of looked at as somebody who has not grown up. In Europe, generations of families live together in the same home. Very different from our American lifestyle, where the more independent you are, they equate this with success in your life. But we have to reconsider then the impact on our health. We all need a tribe, right? Dr. Kelly Brogan, psychiatrist extraordinaire, talks about this. Go visit her website, kellybroganmd.com. She talks about the importance of having your tribe. And in today's American lifestyle, we don't have that. So we have to cultivate it in our own lives. Dr. Wolf goes on, an isolated individual can become easily overwhelmed by the challenges of everyday life, explained Dr. Wolf in one of the study reports. This kind of overwhelm can trigger stress responses in the body. The stress response in individuals surrounded by a supportive community relaxes. Now, there are many kinds of community. You know, you don't necessarily have to have a big family. A favorite movie of mine, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, comes to mind, with all of our extended family and cousins, and everybody's in each other's lives, whether you like them there or not, but they all support each other, and they all celebrate, and they all eat and dance and laugh. This kind of relaxation translates into positive effects on the body's physiology, leading to disease prevention and sometimes disease remission. So either way you look at it, you can draw the same conclusion. Loneliness creates disease, while feelings of being supported and cared for can help to shed the stress response and lead to vibrant health. Cancer prevention and healing must be nurtured on all levels, and that includes at a level of our feelings. If you're feeling lonely, don't push it under the rug. Contact a counselor. Reach out to a friend. Join a support group in your area, or even consider bringing a dog or cat into your home. Not only will you feel better emotionally, you will be giving your body the amazing gift of healing as well. This report is from our friends at the Truth About Cancer. Wonderful report. And I just found it so compelling, I wanted to share it with you. And apropos that I get this email from Pamela and her interest about the effects of loneliness on our health. I would add to this, there are different ways to find community, meetup groups, your local church or synagogue or other religious organization or other organizations. There are many ways to create your tribe. And I think this is a wonderful idea. I was out east and I was looking, we were driving by Matatuck High School, and on there they had a display sign outside for the summer that said, log off, shut down, read a book, go outside. Wonderful. That is apropos. We need to be more social, physically social. We need FaceTime with one another, and I don't mean on your device. Hey, but you know, having said that, a lot of people depend on their devices to stay in touch, and if they feel supported, if they feel supported going to Facebook or anywhere else for that matter, more power to you. I think that's wonderful. We have to create our tribe. We need to nurture ourselves in all different ways. Nutrition, clean water, sunshine, healthy amounts of sleep, exercise, and social support. Thank you, Pamela, for your very interesting, thoughtful question that really got me thinking. I thank you all for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.